I need your help with something. While you're listening to today's episode, please leave a review of our show on iTunes or Stitcher and make sure you subscribe to the show on your favorite platform. Both of those, the reviews and the subscriptions, push our show up in the rankings so more people can find out about it. That helps me so I can help you. Let's get into the show. Why are you stopping short of your goal? Understand that you cannot win until and unless you get what it is that you want in life.
Stayallday.com.
Work on your game.
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 Approaching the game aggressively, with that aggression, with that confidence to dominate a game.
Dre Baldwin, DreAllDay.com.
Work on your game.
How would you like to be on the hot seat live with me, Dre Baldwin, right here on this podcast? If you think you have a challenge, a problem, or something that I can help with in any way through a live one-on-one dialogue that the whole world will hear, go to DreAllDay.com/hot, H-O-T, to fill out the application to be on the hot seat and be on the Work On Your Game podcast, where I will help you solve your problem and handle your challenge. That's DreAllDay.com/hot for the hot seat. The Work On Your Game podcast is sponsored by Audible. With so many things to do these days, we don't always have time to sit down and read. So what if you could listen to books while you were driving, jogging, working out, making dinner, or brushing your teeth? You can now. And not only can you get one of my audiobooks completely for free, you also get a 30-day trial where you can listen to as many audiobooks as you wish for 30 consecutive days. Go to DreAllDay.com/audible and start your 30-day trial. Get your free book right now. That's DreAllDay.com/audible. Today's show is brought to you by the Mental Workbook. Learn how to plan your days, condition your mind, and set your goals properly for the rest of your life. Find out more and get your Mental Workbook at DreAllDay.com/workbook. Congratulations for tuning into the show where you learn the discipline to show up day after day to do the work, the confidence to put yourself out there boldly and authentically, and the mental toughness to continue showing up, doing the work, putting yourself out there, even when the success you have expected has yet to arrive at the scheduled date, time, and location. And on top of all this, we give you more. The personal initiative to go make things happen instead of waiting for things to happen. Putting all this together, you get the mindset, the method, the podcast known as Work On Your Game. My name is Dre Baldwin, also known as Dre All Day. Welcome to today's episode. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you, I'm excited to be here today with you because I got so much material, it's ridiculous. You wouldn't even believe it. But today we're just going to stick to one topic per day. And today's topic is, I could do two podcasts a day if I wanted to, but I'm not going to do that to y'all. I think one a day is enough. But today's topic is, if you don't go after what you want, you're a loser. You heard me correctly. There are no qualifications. There are no ifs, ands, or buts. There are no exceptions. If you do not go after what you want in life, you're a loser. Now, if you ever been in a situation, I've been in a situation where there was something that I wanted, something that I knew I wanted. It might have been something in the short term, like I'm in Philly and there's Rita's Water Ice and I know I want some water ice, but I kept driving. That may not be the best example because maybe that's something like a vice or something that you're trying to be disciplined to stay away from. But what I'm talking about here is something that you seriously want. I'm talking about an outcome that you want to achieve, a person who you want to talk to. If you want a candy bar, but you don't stop and go get the candy bar, and you actually do want it. You don't care if you throw the discipline out of the way for 15 minutes so you can eat that candy bar. Something that you want in life. I don't care if it's a job, a business you want to start, a team you want to play on, a person that you need to have a conversation with, a workout that you need to go do, a podcast that you want to start, a blog post that you need to write, an email that needs to be sent, a question that needs to be asked, an answer that needs to be given. If you do not go after what you want and you're thinking in your mind right now, I do want it, but you don't want to take action. Either you don't want to take action, you refuse to take action, you are afraid of taking action, you are somehow scared out of taking the action that you need to take. If any of those happen to you in that very moment, I don't mean you as a whole, as a person in all of your life, but in that moment, you're a loser. And I guess what I'm doing here today, if we want to call it that, I guess this would be to shame you into doing whatever you need to do to get to where you need to go. And I mean, that's pretty much is what it is. And to call somebody a loser is pretty much shaming them that you're a loser because you fill in the blank. You're trying to shame them to do the opposite of that fill in the blank. So I guess that's what we'll call this today. All right. And if somebody's offended by that, well, you just had to be offended by it. Just listen to my point and hear me out. And then you can decide by the end of this episode what you're going to do with this information. If you choose to do nothing, that's your choice. So let's get right into it. Point number one, as soon as you settle, you lose. And we know that losing is for losers. As soon as you settle, what do I mean when I say settle? That means you want to achieve something on a level 80, you get to a 70, and you decide that's good enough. You want to achieve at a 100, you get to a 52, and you decide that's good enough. You want this right here, but you settle for about half of this, you settle at that point. And as soon as you settle, you lose, because winning means getting what you want, right? Can we agree to that? Can we agree that winning equals getting? When you get what you want in life, you win. If you get less than what you want, you did not win. And if you didn't win, you lost. I think the saying that people say is second place is just the first loser. All right. And that's the angle that we're coming from here today. Now, there are different times when it can be a different situation. There can be some gray areas to every rule and saying. Today's topic is if you don't go after what you want, you're a loser. And as soon as you settle and don't get what you want, because when you settle, you haven't gotten what you want, right? Then we can agree that if you can admit to yourself, I settled in this situation. I wanted this, but I settled for this. As soon as you settle on something that you actually want, I mean, you really want it, you have lost. You had a goal and you stopped short. Why'd you stop short of the goal? Why would you stop short of an outcome that you actually want to achieve? Are you stopping short because you don't want to offend too many people? You feel like you're stepping on people's toes. You feel like you may be outshining people in a way that makes them uncomfortable, which, since you don't actually know how they're feeling, is really making you uncomfortable. So you decided to place some feelings on another person that you're actually feeling on yourself. You're projecting it onto them because that's what you're really feeling. Why are you stopping short of your goal? Understand that you cannot win until and unless you get what it is that you want in life. And here's where I need to put something out there. It's not even a disclaimer, but something that I just want to say to everyone who may be listening to this and thinking, man, it's very alpha what you're talking about right here. This is very type A. This is very cutthroat, direct, going after exactly what you want. And I completely understand that not everybody's this type of person. Not everyone has this type of personality. Not everybody has this type of character. Not everyone conducts themselves like this on a day-to-day basis. And I'm not telling you that there's anything wrong with that if I happen to be describing you. And I'm not telling you that this is the only way to be quote-unquote successful in life is to be this way. Absolutely not. Because there are times you need to be, I mean, we all in life need to be chameleons. We need to know when to change our colors, when to approach things in different ways based on the situations and based on the people we happen to be dealing with. But what I'm telling you here is going after what you want in life is not a bad thing. It doesn't make you bad. It doesn't mean you're wrong to be aggressive. If you feel like you need to move somebody out of your way to get what you want, then that's just what you have to do. And I'm going to do a full episode on that very topic within the next few days. So make sure you're subscribed to this podcast so you catch it when I talk about it. Going after what you want, when you know what it is that you want and you go after it, and you go after it in an uncompromising fashion, meaning you're not going to allow anyone to convince you to settle. You're not going to allow anyone or anything to get in your way of getting what you want. If and when someone does try to either convince you or slow you down or get in your way in any other way from getting what it is you want, you are willing and able to move that person out of your way, whether that be physically, whether that be emotionally, whether it be verbally, whether it be financially, whatever it is that you had to do to move someone or something out of your way from getting what it is that you want. That doesn't mean there's anything wrong with you. Now, it doesn't mean if you're a female, it doesn't mean that you're being unladylike. It doesn't mean if you're a man that you need to be an asshole or a jerk. It just means you know what you want and that you're going to go after it. There is absolutely nothing wrong with this, people. And understand that there will be times in life, and I'm going to talk about this in a full episode. I got to give a full episode to this point. There will be times in life that there will be not just things or ideas or thoughts or energies in your way. For example, if you want to get in great shape, you haven't been to the gym in 4 years. The only thing in your way, the only resistance in your way is your own laziness, your own inertia, your lack of discipline, the food you've been eating. You got to bring yourself to go drive 20 minutes to the gym every day and 20 minutes back. And you got to figure out how that's going to work into your schedule. The only resistance when it comes to that is pretty much yourself, right? You're your only resistance when it comes to that. But there are some things in life that other people will be your resistance. You want to become a professional athlete, understand you're going to have to push some people out of your way. You're going to have to outplay some other athletes in order for you to get the spot that they're going after. You want to compete in the Olympics? You know how many people are trying to make the Olympics in any sport you're trying to get into? You want to be a professional basketball player? You know how many other people are trying to be that? You want to make it on American Idol? You know how many singers or rappers or dancers you got to beat out to win those competitions? Anything, there are a lot of things in life, not anything, but a lot of things in life for you to get what you actually want. You don't only have to defeat yourself, but you got to defeat some other people. Some other people are going to have to take a loss in order for you to win. And if you feel that anyway, and even unconsciously and deep down in your soul, in the depths of your being, that there's something evil or wrong or just not nice about that, then you are going to be unconsciously over and over again self-sabotaging and stopping yourself from getting to where you want to get to. Now, I just happen to have written a book that could help you undo all of that and make sure you root it all out of you. It's called The Mental Workbook, and you can get that at dreallday.com/workbook. Let's move on to point number two. And today's topic again is, if you do not go after what you want, you are in that moment a loser. Point number two, if you are guilty of this, not going after what you want, here's what you need to do. First of all, you need to make a plan. You need to make a plan. And I've explained how this planning works for anyone out there listening right now. You have something that you wish to achieve and you're not quite sure where to begin. You're not quite sure what step you need to take next. You're not quite sure what you should do, who you should talk to, where you should go, how you should think. You have no idea what to do next. And I'm sure that there's someone I'm describing right now, because I get a lot of correspondence from people who claim that they have no idea what to do next. And yes, I do say they claim they have no idea what to do next. The reason they don't have any idea what to do next is because they haven't done this point two here. You got to have a plan. Now, how do you make a plan if you don't know what to do, though, Dre? Well, you kind of walking me in a circle here, Dre. What do you do? All right, here's what you do. First of all, you decide where you want to go and you work backwards from there until you reach an action step. Decide where you want to go. You work backwards from there until you reach an action step. All right, how do you do that? Let's say that you wanted to start a podcast, but right now you don't have a podcast. You have never podcasted in your life. You don't know anything about podcasts except that you listen to the Work On Your Game podcast. It's the only thing you know about podcasting. How do you start a podcast? You have no clue right now how to start a podcast. I believe you. You have absolutely no clue. But let's work backwards, okay? And we're going to do this in a very logical way. In order for you to have a podcast, that means your podcast needs to be out on, let's say, Apple Podcasts or SoundCloud or Spotify or wherever you listen to your podcast. It needs to be on that platform, right? How do you get a podcast on that platform? Well, we got this thing called Google. You can go on Google and you can look up, how do I get a podcast on Apple Podcasts? And there are like 50 blog posts that lay out step by step what you need to do. Okay, for you to get a podcast on Apple Podcasts, you need to have an RSS feed. What is an RSS feed? Where do you get it from? You don't even need to know what it is. All you need to know is where you get it from. Let's say you get it on a platform like SoundCloud, which is where this podcast is actually hosted. So you get on SoundCloud, you create a SoundCloud account, and guess what? It's free. And if you want to put a whole lot of content on SoundCloud, then you could pay a little bit. It's not a lot of money. Trust me, it's less than $100 over the course of a year, or maybe less than $200 over the course of a year. And if you got a smartphone, you have $200 in a year. So you need to get it on SoundCloud. Then you got to actually record some audio. Now, you want to record some audio, you want it to be good quality, you might need to get yourself a microphone. And there are places online that will tell you which microphones that you can use to do a podcast. And you can get one for less than $50. You could actually start podcasting with the white cord that comes with your phone, your smartphone. Plug it into your computer, I would suggest. You need to get some software, which means a program. An application is software. Hardware is a physical product. Software is an application or something on a computer, in case you didn't know the difference. Get some software that will actually record the sound of your voice so that you have the actual audio file. Then you want to maybe do some editing to that audio file. You can learn. There are help sections, and every application has a little help file that tells you this is how you do this, this is how you do this. That will require a little bit of a time and energy and attention and focus investment from you so you can learn how to actually do it. Then on top of that, I've talked about this in separate episodes of this podcast, you got to have something to say. If you want to start a podcast, you better have something to say. Don't just start a podcast and not have anything to say. Don't be on a podcast like people when they first do their first tweet on Twitter. Hey, trying to figure this thing out. I don't know what to do with this. Just getting on here, just testing it out. You don't want to do that on your first podcast because you won't have any listeners. You won't have any subscribers for the second episode. So have something to say. So do we have a plan now? I think so, because the plan is what? First of all, you got to have something to say, because if you don't have anything to say, you don't even need to do step 2, 3, 4, or 10. Do you have something to say that you actually want to say? Because when you really have something that you want to say, guess what? You will go through the pain points of figuring out all these other things that you never knew anything about that may seem confusing or overwhelming or overly technical or too hard for you to figure out, or they're going to be very time consuming. Maybe all of those things are true, but when you really have something to say, you will push through the pain and get all those other things done. See, this is how planning starts, people. This is how you plan. Where do I want to get to? What do I need to do in order to do that? In order to do that, what do I need to do? In order to do that, what do I need to do? The first thing, if you're going to do a podcast, you got to have something to say. You got something to say, you'll figure the rest out. And you only had to figure it out because I just told you exactly what you need to do to start a podcast. Actually, I did. And I did a whole episode, actually, of this podcast where I explain to you this is what you need to do if you want to start a podcast. And I'll tell you the number of that podcast in a moment. But the point here is point number two. And today's topic again is if you're not going after what you want, you're a loser. If you have no idea how to go after what you want, that's simply because you have not put the mental effort into how to actually plan. How am I actually going to do this? What is my plan for doing what it is that I want to do? What is my plan for doing what it is that I want to do? If you have not made a plan yet, that's exactly what you need to be doing right now. What is my plan? Where do I start? What do I need to do to make that happen? What do I need to do to make that happen? Point number three. Today's topic again is going after what you want, not going after it makes you a loser. This going after what you want thing, even aggressively, and I stepped all over this point in point number one, didn't even remember that it was going to be point number three. It doesn't make you bad. It doesn't make you rude. It just means that you know what you want and you are willing to go get it. Going after what you want, even if you must do so in an aggressive manner, doesn't mean there's anything wrong with you. Even though some people may be put off by the fact that you are being so aggressive, that you are being so direct, that you are willing to move them or anyone else or anything else out of your way in order to achieve what you want. Some people are going to have a problem with that. Some people may be a little bit offended by that. They may be somewhat surprised by that, taken aback by that. And there will be people who will express it to you verbally or nonverbally. Question is, are you willing to stand on your conviction that going after what you want is what you've chosen to do and it doesn't matter how other people feel about it? Are you willing to stand on that conviction? Or when people express that they feel, you know, they got a little bit of a problem with the fact that you're doing that, are you going to back down? Are you going to back off of going for what you want? Are you going to settle to appease these people? Are you going to fall back, as we say, to make these people feel more comfortable or for you to feel less discomfortable with the fact that you have been offending people? Will you fall back to make sure you're not offending people as much as you seem to have been offending people to that point? What are you going to do when you get to that point? Because you will hit this inflection point, people. When you're aggressively going after what you want, you will hit an inflection point where someone else is going to express to you that you being so aggressive, going so hard, being so disciplined, so confident, believing in yourself so much, pushing so hard, asking so many times to get what it is that you want, someone's going to express to you that they have some type of problem with that. Either they think you're doing too much, they think you're going too hard, they wouldn't do it themselves. Somehow, some way, they're going to express to you. It might just be with a dirty look that they give you, that they're just not feeling your energy. They're just not feeling your style of going after what you want. What are you going to do when that happens? That's the question that you got to ask yourself. And then ask yourself this question. While you're considering that question, ask yourself these questions, which you'll be able to answer a lot sooner as you contemplate that one, because you might need to think on that one for a couple of days. How many people do you know in life who settle? How many people, even if you never ask them the question, because you don't really know for sure if someone settled unless they tell you, but even though you don't ask them the question, how many people can you look at and you see, all right, this is the situation that they've had, this is the opportunity that they had, or these are the raw materials that this person is working with in terms of their skills, in terms of their location, the people that they know, their experiences, their potential. This is what you know that they're working with as far as their raw material, and this is what they've actually achieved. And you can pretty much look at somebody and tell if they're actually trying to go for more or if they're just kind of cool where they are, if they're all right with that status quo. How many people do you know who have settled based on the potential that you can size up in them and then based on what they actually have or what they've actually achieved, and if they're continuously still going after something or they've pretty much just said, you know what, I'm good right here. I'm pretty much set in my ways. I'm okay with the status quo. How many people do you know who have settled in life? Just think of it. Just think of all the people you know, how many of them have settled and decided, you know what, I'm gonna just stay about right here. I'm all right right here. Leave me alone. I'm good. Now, when you think of those people, actually, let's look at it as a percentage of all the people you can think of. Just think of how many, however many people you can think of right now who you know their name, know their face, know a little bit about them that you could actually surmise whether this person has settled or not, just based on your own perception. What percentage of people you know have settled? And what percentage of people have not settled? 50%? We're talking the settling percent. 50%? 60%? 100%? How many people have settled? And whatever that number is, here's the next question. And I'm, from my own experience asking this question to groups of people, I'm assuming that your number is over 50%, that more than half the people you can think of have settled in some area of their life. There's something that they actually wanted, but for whatever reason, you don't know, you may not know why, they just stopped going after it. They decided to stop going after it. Why would you want to be another one? I want you to marinate on that question as we recap today's topic, which is if you don't go after what you want, you are a loser. Point number one, as soon as you settle in life, you lose. And losing is for losers. If you have a goal and stop short of it, understand it's impossible for you to win. You cannot win unless and until you get what you came for, which means you got to know what you came for. Point number two, if you're guilty of this, you haven't taken those steps yet to get what you actually want because you feel like you don't know how to actually go after it, you got to come up with a plan, which is, what is my outcome? You know what the outcome is. For that outcome to be achieved, what needs to be in place? What would I have to do? Where would I need to be? What is the step that comes before that outcome? And this does not mean you had to have done it, but what is that step that comes before that outcome? Like if you want to go to the NBA, it means you got to get drafted. For you to get drafted, it means you got to be on the radar of some teams. And for you to be on their radar, you got to pretty much play pretty well wherever you played before that, whether that's overseas somewhere or in college. And for you to do that, that means you got to be overseas or be in college. For you to do that, you're probably going to have to graduate from high school. To do that, you got to do pretty good in high school and play well in high school and academically do your thing in the classroom so that you could actually be eligible to play in the NCAA. And you're in high school right now, your grades are terrible. Okay, that's your first step. Get that in order so you can get on the court, so you can do your thing. You can get to the NCAA, play well, and then get on the radar and then get drafted. See, you got to work backwards from the goal, not where you are, but from the goal backwards to where you are until you find an action step that you can take right now. Point number three. And finding that action step, people, is a lot easier than you think it is. You just got to do the mental work to actually come up with the step. Point number three, going after what you want, even if you do so very aggressively, even if you got to move people out of your way, even if some people are put off by your energy, that doesn't mean there's something wrong with you. It doesn't mean that you're a bad person. Doesn't mean that you're rude. Doesn't mean that you're an asshole. Doesn't mean that you're ignorant. Just means that you know what you want. You're willing to go get it. That's all it means. And there are very few people, by your own admission, I just asked you, here's the question, how many people, what percentage of people that you know have settled in life? If it's more than 50%, that means most is defined as more than half, okay? At least in this episode it is. Most means more than half, since most people do not go after what they want. That means most people are going to have a problem with you going after what you want because they're looking at something that they wouldn't be willing to do themselves, which means they're probably going to disagree with it in some way, shape, or form. Do you want to be like them, or do you want to be the person who's got everything that they want, or the person who is at least willing to go after what they want? Even if you don't achieve it, are you still taking actions to get there, or are you going to be one of the many who settle in life? Work on your game. DreAllDay.com. People like you who listen to the Work On Your Game podcast, they also subscribe to and read The Daily Game. That's my daily email to give you some mental game for you to take with you through your day and through your life with three takeaways every single day that you can apply immediately. Subscribe to The Daily Game at DreAllDay.com/game. That's DreAllDay.com/GAME. I told you I was going to give you tons of value every single day, right? Have I been doing that? I'm assuming that since you're still listening, I have. So please leave a review of the show on iTunes or Stitcher. Make sure you subscribe on your favorite platform and share these episodes. Share them on social media, on your website. Listen, just tell the person next to you to go get the Work On Your Game podcast. That helps this show get seen by more people so we can touch more lives, work on our games, and change lives. I appreciate you appreciating me, and I'll see you on tomorrow's show. Work on your game.